Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Is anyone else concerned about all the unexpected drones over Jersey? What is happening?
It's really, really crazy.
I mean, the government is not giving us answers, and we demand them. People in Jersey have been freaking out over these unexplained drones. And now at least four pilots in Oregon reported UFOs last week. And for a month now, people in New Jersey have been reporting large car-sized drones in the night sky. I mean, these things are the size of a car, and they're like, nah.
Car now, size is crazy.
Well, they have an 8-foot wingspan. This is not a normal drone. The government's like, eh, it's under control. No reason to be alarmed. For a month now, people in Jersey have been reporting these drones in the night sky, and there's all sorts of speculation about what they could possibly be. Some think they're just larger than normal drones being operated from the ground or by other pilots. Others think a foreign government is using them to spy. But what's over New Jersey?
Yeah.
And of course, you know, a lot of people think little green men have not been ruled out just yet. That's a possibility. Some think aliens could even be disguising themselves as these drones. I'm like, well, whatever it is. National security is telling us, do not worry. John Kirby downplayed it at the White House.
Yeah.
He was at a briefing last Wednesday or Thursday, whatever, saying there's no evidence that whatever people are seeing poses a threat to the public or to a national
security. Because they're in on it. They know what's going on. They just won't say to people.
Of course, they always know what's going on. But the FBI is still investigating, they say. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, at least, like I said, you have all these pilots that have reported UFOs in the sky near Eugene, Oregon. The growing anxiety among some residents is people putting their homes up for sale. It's so bizarre. One woman was so alarmed. She's like, I got to get out of here. She put her home up, put it right on the market after these drones have been her house for the last month. Take a listen to what Trump said. On this, just earlier in the week.
Our military knows where they took off from, and for some reason they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, and our president knows. And for some reason they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it out.
Well, they'd blast it out.
They just blast out that Baja Blast.
Blast it out.
Why is Trump, like, Trump's not even president yet. Like, why is he talking?
Why over Jersey? Right. Is it just a bunch of Italian guys on hang gliders looking for a good cannoli?
Yeah, we don't know. That could possibly be. But I do know for a fact that the government knows, and they're just not saying.
I would.
For good reason.
I agree.
Think it's trying to not insert fear into everything, but people are already fearful, and I think if they actually find out what's going on, they're going to be way more fearful. So just let them sit there and worry. I mean, I don't live in New Jersey, so.
No, you don't. It
doesn't affect me whatsoever.
It's not your circus. It's not your monkey.
Period.
But there's a lot of spacecrafts unidentified that have touched down that people can explain. And a lot of people are saying that the technology that we have today, that's where they got it from.
Interesting.
I don't know about you guys. I would love to get abducted by an alien. I am 100% convinced they are not a threat. I would love to get probed right before the holidays.
Not a nice probe.
Does anyone think that
there's an app for that? We can just, yeah.
Anyone else think these drones have been flying over Jersey for the last month are man-made aircrafts or something we can't explain?
No,
because they're huge.
I know for a fact they're man-made, and I know for a fact.
You don't know for a fact?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Why? What makes you say that?
I'm on conspiracy TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And there's some whispers. I'm not going to say it on air because I don't want to lead fake news. But All I know is that I'm leaning hard into the conspiracy theories, and I think we're in a lot more trouble than we think. And I think, honestly, just let them believe that there's worries going on with, like, I don't know, aliens and things of that nature, because you don't really want to know what's going on.
Now, I believe if you do fly a drone, it has to be registered. I know this year alone in 2024, there's about close to 800,000 drones registered with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. So sometimes there's speculations. Tommy, he's 12 years old. He gets his first drone. He starts flying it, crashes into somebody's window. All of a sudden, everybody's up in arms.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's going on? But recreational is 387 registered drones. Commercial, 396,000. I didn't know as soon as you get a drone. I don't know if you have to go online and register it. I don't know how it works. I've never owned one.
Me neither.
I'd like to have one.
The thing, maybe, and this could be another total me just pulling things out of thin air. Testing out flying cars. Maybe they are. And they're doing it at night because they don't want anyone to see what's actually going on. That could be really cool.
Flying cars is not, it's not it. All I'm picturing is cars exploding in midair because you gave some 16-year-old teenager their permit.
Could be. They sent him back to the future, so.
Yeah, it's terrible to think about. Couple texts coming in. Brian says, these drones are not man-made, Breezy. They're totally. Yes, we make it invaded. I don't know. Listen, for years and years and years, this is something I've always been big on. I love the whole, are aliens real? Obviously, there's other life out there. You have to be a pretty small-minded person to think. You have to be a pretty small-minded person to think that in the entire universe, it's just us. Come on, stop. Stop.
I do think that.
You don't. There's no way.
There's just no evidence.
What do you mean?
It's like being like, Bigfoot's real. It's like, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's just none. So
there's a lot of evidence. There's things we just don't know. But
we see what we want to see. Let's just put it that way.
Believing isn't always, seeing isn't always believing. For some people it is. But this is all very, very exciting. And I know there's some people in Jersey that are freaking out and selling their homes.
Very, very exciting. But people are literally ruining their own lives. He's like, it's so exciting. We're so excited.
I'm just very intrigued. That's what it is. I'm very intrigued by all this. A lot of people think that it's China spying on us. Who's to say? I don't know. But if they were, why Jersey?
I mean, China's doing so much for us. They might as well. You know what I mean? See what's going on. So, without China, there's no Amazon.
Or TikTok.
Or literally anything. So.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
What's your favorite thing about Rochester?
The lake.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say community, so there's that. And that's... That's how we segue a news story. The Rochester Amherst players are all about giving back to the community. They made garbage plates for families staying at the Ronald McDonald House yesterday on Monday. The hockey players and their significant others helped out in the kitchen and grill at the house on Westmoreland Drive. And they provide families housing, food, you know, a place of comfort and support while their children are receiving medical care in Rochester. The house is just blocks away from Golisano Children's Hospital, and the Amherst player said, it's great to give back to the community this time of year. Obviously, the Amherst are in their season. I want to go to an Amherst game here before they wrap up, which obviously isn't anytime soon. But they say Christmas is where everyone comes together, and I feel like we can help bring the community together around the Christmas tree.
And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it with plates.
Yeah. The Amherst are planning on spreading more holiday cheer today on Tuesday by visiting kids at Rochester General and Golisano Children's Hospital. So I don't know if it's the week of giving for the Amherst, but I know for a fact they're just absolutely slaying. They're crushing it.
No pun intended.
They're crushing it.
Yeah. Would love to hear that. That's awesome. I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah.
God, I could go for a plate right now.
I want to go to an Amerks game ASAP. I haven't been, excuse me, I don't know what's happening with my throat. I haven't been to an Amerks game in years.
Really?
I think it's been like 2 or 3 years.
It has been a while for me as well, too.
They're fun, though.
They're really a lot of fun. So are the Nighthawks. It's a lot of fun. We used to have a basketball team, right? The Razor Sharks? What happened to them? Not around anymore. They got left and then they folded.
Don't forget about the Rhinos.
Can't forget about the Rhinos. How many parents participate in the Elf on the Shelf tradition? Some love it. Others, like Eileen, say, quote, "From a parent's perspective, we do not believe we need a spy to encourage our kids to behave well. It's just bad parenting," end quote. We're going to get Eileen on the phone with us, who's going to join us next, and says she has a message for any parents listening who love the Elf on the Shelf tradition. We'll talk to her coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Elf on the Shelf. Yes, a Christmas tradition. He's a mischievous little guy, and he
sure is
Santa's eyes and ears around this time of year. However, there's a lot of people who take issue with this tradition, like Eileen. And at some point in the past, Breezy and I had a conversation about Elf on the Shelf. And I don't know, she had a big problem with this. So she wrote in stating some people who put all their effort into this tradition are just bad parents in general. Right. So, of course, I said, if you agree to come on the air, I will supply you with a $25 gift card to Jines.
Not you bribing listeners.
Sometimes you have to. Also, I'm positive there's got to be a balance of at least maybe $7 on this card, but she doesn't know that.
Stop.
Hi, Eileen.
Hello, it's me.
She's only in it for the gift card.
Hi, guys. I just want to say that I love you all so much, and I listen to you all the time. Okay.
That's very sweet of you.
Of course. So listen, this is just my 2 cents, so take it or leave it. But I could not care less if anyone agrees with me on this. But I got to say, I just find that the parents who put all this effort into this whole Elf on the Shelf schmucky thing trend just is simply so ridiculous. I guess I just don't understand the appeal or something, but I've got 2 kids and they're very well behaved.
Because
my husband and I take the time to actually raise them correctly.
Hold on, Eileen, because you could tell your message how much you despise this Christmas tradition. Where does that stem from?
Yeah, you're triggered.
I am triggered. It pisses me off.
But why?
Why? Because I'm tired of parents egging their children on just to be better kids instead of actually doing some good parenting. Why do they need some kind of a sneaky ploy? Now, I've got friends, and they got kids. And my kids behave all year round, not just during Christmas time when they want something.
Sure.
Mine are good kids,
yeah.
Right? Mine are good.
Uh-huh.
Now, from a parent perspective, we do not believe we need a spy up on a shelf to encourage our kids to behave well.
And that's really what it is, right? Elf on the Shelf is reporting back to Santa, eyes, ears, what have you.
Yes, yes. That's what it's for. And my husband and I choose not to participate in this ridiculous Christmas, I don't even know what you want to call it. I can't even call it a tradition. A lot of people do this, and I think it's just absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's a fairly new tradition, Eileen.
I don't know. The book, I know they came out with the book, Elf on the Shelf, in 2005. I don't know if they turned it into this Christmas tradition thing after that. I have no idea. But people have been doing it for quite some time. And why? I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, if it works for some families, the kids seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I have a niece and nephew who love it, I think. Well, I mean, it's not hurting anybody. You got a lot of anger bottled up in you, and Eileen. You got a lot of anger bottled up in you.
Because I'm tired of it. Anyone playing with this Elf on the Shelf and telling their kids, oh, the elf is watching you from up above, and he's going to report back to Santa if you're not good. It's ridiculous. You know what I call it? It's bad parenting.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's lazy. It's lazy. Do your jobs, parents. It just teaches kids to behave based on fear instead of just teaching your kids to behave because that's what you're supposed to do. Don't just tell them to be good because they're going to get all these wonderful gifts one time a year. No, do it because that's what, how you're supposed to behave. That's what you're supposed to do.
Eileen, you must be really fun at parties.
You're super mad.
I'm a blast. You'd never believe it.
No, I wouldn't.
You know what I, you know what I want to know? I want to know how many people are out there who don't do this stupid made-up tradition. Well, I don't think it's fair that you can just make something up. Parents, raise your kids right.
Okay, Eileen. Listen, Eileen, I'm done with you. It takes a village. And if that village is filled with elves, then so be it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't think it's
a toy.
It's not hurting anyone, Eileen. By the way, do you live in Gates?
Yeah, why?
That's where all the angry Italian people
are. I was going to guess Greece, but whatever.
Gates.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Let me say this one last thing. If you need a toy to do your job for you, then you shouldn't be a parent. Have a nice holiday.
Okay, Eileen. Thank you for that. We should have probably just kept to your message.
Are you bribing this unhinged woman with a Giants gift card?
That'll get you. Thanks for the card.
Yeah, you're welcome, Eileen. Mm-hmm. Put it to good use. You and your girlfriends can all go out to breakfast and complain.
Okay, I do have to run. I just wanted to vent this morning. I had nothing else to do.
Yeah,
we know.
Clearly. Bye, Eileen. Have a good holiday.
Bye. Thanks. Happy holiday.
She has so much free time on her hands, considering she's not, you know, going about with the elf.
There are some things in this world that just piss people off. And they got no problem telling you how they feel. But something as small as Elf on the Shelf, I don't know. We got a couple text messages coming in right now I'm going to get to. 585-252-9800. Agree or disagree with Eileen?
There are so many people. This lady is crazy. This person says, I've raised three amazing kids that are very respectful and well-behaved. Elf on the Shelf is fun with laughs and new ways to make kids laugh. What's the difference between Elf on the Shelf and Santa's Watching?
I will say there's
He knows when you're naughty and nice.
Yeah, he definitely does. There's so many parents that post on social media some of the Elf on the Shelf ideas they come up with, and they're super creative. They're fun. They're fun. I'm thinking about doing it at home just for me.
Yeah, you should.
Rachel says...
You need those eyes.
Rachel says it's also teaching kids to be okay with 24/7 surveillance. I've seen so many kids have panic attacks over their siblings touching the elves and destroying their magic.
Yeah.
Mom here.
Don't touch it.
Mom says, I'm a mom to a 7 and 10-year-old kid. You can kind of tell even for that caller on the air that they have lost the magic in them.
Yeah.
Elf on the Shelf has been a tradition since the kids were little, and they love it. It's not a pain to do. It's not making my kids feel like they're under surveillance. It's something we all look forward to and will remember. The same way this woman's Eileen, the same way her kids will remember their mom being a bitter, miserable Scrooge all year round. Okay, touche.
Live on PXY mornings. If you want to cry, come to PXY. I think it's kind of cute. My parents never did this. And I think it's fun when people set them up in funny places every morning and put a ton of effort into displaying them. Using it as a threat when your kids are misbehaving is lazy and is a tradition in itself. This one can be fun. I think it can be. I think she's linking fun and discipline, and that's not the point of it. She doesn't get it. And like, listen, Eileen, it's not for you. It's not for you to get. If you don't get it, you don't get it. The girls who get it. The ones who don't, don't.
No, she doesn't strike me as the creative type. Lewis says, sup, guys. I told my kids that since we're from Puerto Rican descent, we don't participate in Elf on the Shelf. They replied, but we're Italian also. And then I came back with yes, but only 25%, so it doesn't count. They believed me and dropped it. Thank God. All right. So Lewis is not for Elf on the Shelf. And I'll go to our friend Amanda here that says, this lady has me screaming at my radio this morning. What is her problem? She reminds me of my mother-in-law, who also lives in Gates, who also loves to complain about things that make other people happy. Well, Amanda, maybe that was your mother-in-law. Eileen.
And this person says, it's extremely inconsiderate for this woman to go on air while we're all driving our kids to school, trashing the elf that they love. Miserable woman.
I know, and the kids love it too. So what does it matter? Guys, if you do Elf on the Shelf, keep doing it. I'm loving the stories on social media, seeing what some of you guys come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to be a dad.
Oh my God.
98 PXY Traffic.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I want to tell this story, and I just wanted to ask you guys, do you think it's rude to have sex in someone else's house? 585-252-9800.
Where specifically?
Well, the story is a buddy of mine told me on Saturday night, his old college roommate comes into town this past weekend for the holidays. He's visiting family and friends. The story is he's 43. He's been talking to this girl who's 27 years old. So, a little bit of an age gap.
Okay.
He brings her back to Rochester with him. And originally he was going to get, you know, he was going to stay at his parents' house. But now he feels awkward bringing home this young girl to stay with him at his parents' house. He also doesn't want to spend a buttload of money on a hotel during the holidays. So instead of getting a hotel, he stays at my friend's house with him and his wife.
Okay.
Following?
Yeah.
So now it's this 43-year-old guy, this 27-year-old girl and that he's speaking with, staying at my friend's house with him and his wife.
Okay.
So they're in the house. They're staying in the guest room. And my buddy tells me that his wife got super upset because they would hear them constantly hooking up in the morning. They have two kids under the age of 10 whose bedroom is right next door to the guest room. Then they find out that one morning, when everyone is up and getting ready and going about their business, this 43-year-old and his 27-year-old girlfriend were making a lot of noise. Turns out they're having sex in the shower. Now my buddy's wife is really pissed. So my buddy says his wife sent out a group text to all of her girlfriends that said he is the rudest mother ... I've ever met. He's hooking up with this girl in our home. Is that rude behavior to be hooking up in someone else's home when you're a guest? Yes or no? Breeze? Intern Jackie?
I don't. I plead the fifth.
Because you've done it a handful of times, right?
Yeah.
Jackie, what do you think?
When there's kids in the house, yeah.
I think it also depends on where you're doing it. Like, if you're banging on their, like, family kitchen table, like, yeah, for sure.
The kitchen table.
But, like, if it's in their guest room, like, okay, what do you expect?
Well, the other thing is that the shower they were hooking up in is the shower the kids use. It's the mutual bathroom shower.
Shower? Oh. I mean, like, at least it's, like, no mess. No nonsense. Yeah. That's wild.
Where did this happen to you? Whose home did you hook up in?
I'd rather not say.
It was your parents.
I'm not going to say it is or isn't. All I'm saying is it's happened. Didn't you sleep with someone in Scott Spazzano's bed?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. So that actually. Yeah.
Whoopsies. Sorry, Scotty.
Well, what had happened was. First of all, I was 22 and I was still living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was working with Spazzano and Sandy. Scott's leaving to go on vacation to Jamaica.
You're like, perfect opportunity.
He says, Moose, why don't you house sit for me? This will give you a chance to get out of your parents' house and you can have your own space for a week.
Right.
I said, okay, great. So one night, I ended up hooking up with a girl in his bed the night before he came home. And then without even thinking about it, I just left. Like a normal person would wash the sheets, right? Yeah. Be a little respectful. Yeah. No, I just said, thanks, man, and left. He got so pissed at me. I also left an empty pizza box on his counter for Pizza Hut.
In the bed. He's like, hey, we have rats now?
Oh, he was so upset.
One time, I was like at my aunt's house, and I was in such a rush, as I always am. And I stopped in to like use their washer and dryer or something stupid. And I went outside and I went back inside and I forgot to shut the sliding glass door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I come back like 2 or 3 days later, they're out of town and the sliding glass door is open. I'm like, oh my God, like I'm an idiot. It was open for like 2 days.
Oh my Lord.
And I shut it. I'm like, oh my God, thank God I dodged that bullet. Like no one will ever know. They got home. There was a chipmunk in their house. So
how did you forget to close this?
I don't know. Door? I'm an idiot.
So. Let me go over to some of your text messages here. Jason is here. He says, a few years before my divorce, I took my family to visit my grandparents across the country. And my grandmother showed my wife and I to our room in the late afternoon and suggested we could unpack our things and make love if we liked.
Ew.
So depending on who you're staying with, no. I don't think it's rude.
Sometimes they're fine, sometimes they're not.
Can you imagine your grandma taking you to your room with your wife and being like, here's where you're going to stay. Feel free to make love.
Ew. No.
Courtney says, if I found out anyone was hooking up in the shower that my kids use, they would be out on the street. Hi, Moose and Breeze. It's Stephanie. So when my friend and her husband come to visit each year, I'm just automatically assuming that this is happening in my house. I wash the sheets regardless. Yeah, some people don't care. So when I came into town for the film festival, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
The Rochester Film Fest my film was in. I also had my cousin's wedding. Well, my girlfriend at the time from LA flew in to go to the wedding with me. Well, the first night we were in town, we stayed with my brother and his sister-in-law. They don't have any kids. We stayed in the guest bedroom. And she wanted to hook up, and I refused. I was like, I can't do it. She got really upset with me. I was like, I'm not doing it with my brother and sister-in-law next door. They can hear. And I said, I just feel like it's disrespectful.
Oh.
And she got really pissed. And was I in the wrong?
I don't share that same energy with you. I don't know. Why is it disrespect? Like, be quiet. I don't know.
It just felt wrong.
You're like, every time I do it, I need to be theatrical. Like, you're good. You know what I mean?
I forgot my leather mask with the zipper over the mouth.
Yeah, people hook up. Like, that's just what we do.
I know. I just feel
don't be a prude.
No, I'm not a prude.
You're a prude.
I'm not. It's just a time and a place, and I just felt really awkward. I'm like, I just feel like this is wrong. I'm not going to do it. Now, I did, years back, hook up with my girlfriend in her parents' bedroom when they went out of town. I thought that was...
You're like, that's baller.
Yeah.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
That's right. It's another episode, and here's the deal. We're going to act out a scene from a movie I picked that Breezy's never seen, and then she'll go home tonight, watch that film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, this is a Christmas classic, if you will. Breezy, today's scene is between a boy and...
Yeah?
I guess you want to say a parental figure. But okay. It's heartwarming and it's sad and depressing. But that's what the holidays are all about, right?
Right.
Be the method actress I know you know how to be. Now, we're outside. It's cold. But we've done scenes like this before where your character has to say goodbye to my character.
I feel like that's every week. It's every week.
It's not every week.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah. But what questions do you have today?
Am I cold?
You're outside. You are wearing a coat.
Are flurries flying around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not in the middle of a blizzard. Okay.
All right.
But it's a sad scene. So I'm going to start. I have the first
line.
Am
I crying?
You'll get there for sure.
Okay.
When are you not? All right, guys. Lights, camera, action. It's Moosterpiece Theater on PXY.
Make sure the music doesn't run out, okay?
Yeah. You know what? I think this is the best Christmas I've ever had. You're 12, remember, so play it like a 12-year-old.
You know, that night you came back, it's because I wished it. I wished that you would be here for Christmas.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for giving me a second chance to be your dad. Now there's something I have to tell you. It's time for me to go.
What? Wait, what? No. I'm not going to let you go.
Charlie. You gotta get on with your life, buddy.
No! Come on! It'll get cold again, Dad. You'll see. Winter's just barely starting.
What about when it gets warm?
We'll go to South Africa.
America.
South America. It's really, really hot in South Africa.
South Africa.
No, I'm dead. We'll go to South America. When it's summer here, it's winter there. Ah, and the music.
We got lost in the music.
I specifically asked you to keep the music rolling. Got it.
What about Mom? Mom needs you, Charlie.
But what if I need you?
Oh, I will always be there. I promise. As long as you hold someone in your heart, you can never lose them. And if you can do that, you can do anything.
No, don't leave, Dad. I know you're a snowman, but still, you're my father. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Don't leave.
But I'm literally melting. I'm a snowman. If you start introducing me as your dad, people are going to think you're crazy.
Well, better than nothing. Some of the kids in my class don't even have a dad.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Deadbeat.
I love you. I have to go. I'm melting. I love you, son.
No! You're melting, Dad. Why, Dad? Why? Oh, my God!
Cut. Okay.
So I crushed. Wait, so who was on drugs that wrote that a snowman was someone's father? What drugs are you taking? No, I would die to know.
You guys are not going to believe me if I told you the A-list actor that played the role of that snowman.
That's really,
you won't believe me.
Really
look at
bad.
Oh, Mark texts in and he goes, I already know what it is. It's Jack Frost.
Okay, Mark. Know-it-all.
It is Jack Frost.
I'm confused.
You've never seen Jack Frost with Michael Keaton?
No, I missed that one, unfortunately.
He was just coming off the high of playing Batman. He's like, yeah, I'll play the snowman in this movie. That melts right in front of his son.
The kid thought it was, so how did that work? But like,
he made a wish to see his dad again. I don't know, I think his dad died in like a car accident, or I'm confusing that for a different film, but.
He hit his head on a sheet of ice. He's like, I know we'll really get him. We'll bring him back as a snowman. Hilarious.
And, you know, he only gets to see him certain times during the year, you know, because, you know, once it gets warmer.
The restraining order.
Yeah, the restraining order. He starts to melt.
Wait, this is like the OG Frozen.
Right.
Some people are worth melting for. Olaf.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I've literally, how old is this film? I've never even heard of it.
It's 1998.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, surprisingly, only scored this 19%. But we'll get into that tomorrow.
I was four, so there's that.
Great job today, though.
Is this a short film?
No, this is a feature-length film.
Oh.
So free up some time tonight and then bring it in tomorrow.
No, I'm so sorry. This is 4 hours.
It's a four-hour Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, my God.
About a guy who comes back as a snowman.
He's in the mafia for no reason.
I mean, it's a different version of Mrs. Doubtfire. You know what I mean?
I love it.
You're going to absolutely love it.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Okay, I have to.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. You guys want to spit some hot fire this morning? All right, let's do it. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breezy and I are going to get to all your unpopular opinions. By the way, it was a absolute treat talking to your sweet grandmother this morning, Grandma Carol.
She crushed it.
She did.
She absolutely crushed.
She will be celebrating a birthday on Christmas Day.
Yes, she will.
All right. Oh,
Sweet Graham.
Where's our friends at Breezy?
Where are you guys? Where art thou?
I want to get to Kaylee first. She texted in during the commercial break and says, "What's up, guys? I just want to say open casket funerals are inappropriate and unnecessary, and it's a tease and a false sense of hope. Being able to see your dead relative for the last time, and I just think it tarnishes their memory." There, I said it. She had a lot to say about
that. She really went in for it.
She did.
I love that for you.
Do you agree? I don't agree with that at all.
I think it's, if it's their last dying wish, then you do you. You know what I mean?
Open the box.
Open Pandora's box. Wide open. This person says, "Snoop Dogg is absolutely terrible." There, I said it. Snoop out of Snoop.
He's everywhere.
I feel like he's such a polarizing person. Like, some people love him, some people despise him. I'm like, what? I don't feel any way about him in either direction.
I mean,
he doesn't matter to me whatsoever.
You cannot turn on the TV without seeing Snoop Dogg somewhere. Even Shaquille O'Neal. Snoop Dogg is everywhere. I mean, that guy has so many endorsements. T-Mobile, those little tiny fire pit grill thingies. There's too many to name. I mean, he's best friends with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, which is such an odd combo.
It's so odd. I love it, though.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Let's see. Who else is here? "Being broke before getting rich is the only way to truly appreciate wealth." There, I said it.
Who said that? I agree.
Didn't write their name, but they do have a point.
I mean, if you're given everything, how do you appreciate that? You never had to work for anything.
Right.
You know?
You got to know what it's like to struggle at least once in your life.
When was the last time you did that?
Last week.
Oh, that's not struggling. All right, you just had a speed bump for 3 hours.
Last week.
You're okay.
Yeah.
"I think Squid Games is the best show to ever hit Netflix, and my boyfriend and I are beyond excited for season 2 coming out in 10 days. It is one of the best shows on TV. Did you see the first season? Season 2 comes out.
I don't do dubs.
Well, you're missing out.
I don't do dubs. I don't do accents.
It's not a dub.
It is. They're dubbing over the voice.
No, I mean, they're speaking in Korean. And they just have the subtitles.
Dubbing over in English.
I don't watch it that way.
Oh, well, I can't read, so.
It's got to be really tough for you.
Mine for today is this. I started watching a show last night, and I love when Netflix does this specifically. Actually does it a lot. They make murder into like a sitcom. So this new show that I'm watching is called No Good Deed. It's very confusing. You have to like
first season
watching. Yeah, you have to keep watching to figure out what actually is going on. But it's a good show because it's like humorous and comedy.
Yeah.
But it is like murder. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I would 10/10 recommend.
You know me, I love a good murder documentary.
So a lot of lesbians in it too.
That's nice.
Very interesting.
All right, let's give it a watch.
But it's not like a murder mystery doc where you're like, oh my god, they're like people actually lost their lives. It's like, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's comical.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Phoebe.
Oh yes, got it. Okay, I heard.
Yeah.
Got it. Ray Romano.
Romana.
Romano. Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So close.
Oh, look at Troy. This is so negative, you guys. Bills don't have a chance in making it to the Super Bowl this year, and everyone thinks Josh Allen is going to save that team. He's one man. He can't do it alone. There, I said it.
But he does.
We don't want that type of energy this morning, Troy.
Yeah, lose our number.
Yeah, please.
Thank
you. We don't appreciate it.
I'll block him. I'm in a big blocking spree right now. Anyone who makes me upset or pisses me off, I just block them. I've been blocking a lot of people.
You got a short fuse.
I blocked like 3 people last night.
Intern Jackie, when was the last time you blocked somebody?
I block people on TikTok all the time.
Well,
literally yesterday.
What about text messages? Like people in your contact list?
I'll delete the conversation.
Oh, just so you don't have to look at it?
Yeah.
Got it. What's your there I said it for today?
Your last there I said it.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. This is actually really upsetting.
Is this your last day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Day. I know.
Oh, thanks for your time.
Yeah, I tried getting a job here, but
Oh, it didn't go over well?
They politely declined, yeah.
They're like, we don't have any room at the inn.
That's what they said.
What, they said we don't have any room here? Well, that means one of us is going to have to go.
No pressure.
Don't worry. We'll work it out for you, Jackie. Yeah, we'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
No, every other station has three, don't they?
Not Spazano and Sandy. That's why we have interns.
Yeah, but most morning shows have three. We use our listeners and our interns as the third mic. You know what I mean?
Good to know.
What's your there set of for
today? Struggling.
I think that there's no point, and I think it's stupid, if you have a nice car and you don't drive it. Like, what's the point of buying a nice car? Just have it sit there.
I agree with that.
Well, sometimes you don't want to drive a Porsche on 4 feet of snow.
Well, my roommate literally has a BMW, and I drive everywhere. Make it make sense. Why is it sitting there in the student parking lot?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Collecting snow and salt?
Yeah.
Quite literally, yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. People are like, I have a sports car in the garage. It's like, okay, no one would ever know that, though.
Where is it?
So.
It's got the cover on it. Let me go over to Brooke. Bring back Ellen. The world needs that woman. She is so missed. There, I said it. Missed by who?
Yeah, she's not.
Wasn't Ellen the most toxic woman in showbiz last year?
She, like, left the country.
No,
are
she's...
making that up? I heard that she was like, I'm doing this one last stand-up thing on Netflix that I'm going to dip out.
And she did it. I did not get an opportunity to actually watch that. I don't know if it's funny or not.
I heard it was funny.
Did you guys watch that? The Ellen special on Netflix? What's her last stand-up routine?
She's like, so yeah. She doesn't need to do anything. She's good.
A friend of mine was one of the line producers on the show at Warner Brothers.
Was he beaten?
She. And she definitely had some stories of the work environment going on behind the scenes, and it was not pretty. It was not pretty.
Yeah, I don't doubt that whatsoever.
And that came from the horse's mouth.
Ooh.
Oh, and by the way, I think mine for
today. She signed an NDA.
Die Hard is one of the most, is got to be one of the most best Christmas movies ever made. There, I said it.
The most best. Yep.
It was the most best Christmas movie, better than any other movie ever made. There, I said it.
Die Hard?
Yeah. And that's what we're going to do for Mooster Piece Theater coming up next week on the show, too.
I'm not here next week, so you can do that with Jackie.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Was this the worst year of your life? It's PXY Mornings with Moose, and I am Triggered Breezy. Guys, what is the best way to deal with extremely critical, negative people if ignoring them is not an option? What's the best way to do it?
Well, we heard live from Grandma Carol yesterday. My grandma called in how positivity is key. You know what I mean? She's just like, you got to stay positive. I was like, if my birthday was on Christmas, I would not be positive about that. But
you'd be throwing punches.
I take issue with this every single year because it seems like it happens every single year. And I'm just floored. This time of year, we're wrapping up, end of Q4. All of the corporate girlies understand. We're all stressed. We're all doing the thing. You know what I mean?
Only the corporate girlies. Why?
When I say girlies, I mean like everyone.
Oh,
you're a girly, I'm a girly, we're all girly.
I did not know that. Thank you.
Yes, thank
so much for
so
clearing that up.
Much. So we're all just like, you know, at our wit's end, which is totally fine. But I feel like there's that slight period between Christmas and New Year's that it's all a blur, right? And you're there, whether you're working, whether you're reflecting, whether you're having fun on vacation, all of the things.
Sure.
You do take a slight moment to gather your best moments of that year and post it on your Instagram or your TikTok or whatever montage you're making.
You're doing the montage.
There's a CapCut template for you to put in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a great year. I take issue with every single year, there's these memes floating around. And I think they just changed the number at the end of it. 2024 was the worst year ever. Can't wait for a restart in 2025. Like, oh my God, I just can't believe all the craziness that happened. It's like, Patrice, you say this every year. I check your Facebook every year. And if I scroll back to the last 5 years, you've reposted this meme every year.
But what if Patrice really did have a bad year?
Then I don't believe her, because Patrice is the boy who cried wolf at this point, because she's reposting this meme every year. And I think that no matter how hard of a year that you have had, because I'm not discrediting people's hardship, never, not once. I do take issue with the constant negativity of, so glad that year's over, it's behind me now. Like, you need to find the positives in 2024. You need to find the positives in all of these years. And yes,
well, why don't you be a vessel of white light this morning for all of us, especially the ones listening, and go ahead and demonstrate what that would look like.
2024 was a beautiful year, okay?
Hold on.
Not the music. Not the Godfather music. 2024 was a beautiful year. Okay. You want me to talk about my accomplishments?
Go, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no worries whatsoever.
What do you want me to start? Yeah, right. Pulls out the paper out of her back pocket.
The accolades are just so long.
Go ahead, please.
I met the love of my life.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
And that was a beautiful thing. We moved in together.
You did move in together.
I closed a beautiful chapter on my beautiful apartment on Park Ave.
You did that this weekend.
Yeah. I won multiple awards. Hopefully one more coming pretty soon. And yeah, there was some hardship. There were some things. I lost 70 pounds.
That is a big one.
I keep forgetting about that.
No pun intended.
And a lot of really great things happened. A lot of things that weren't so great happen, and those mundane day-to-day things where you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But you need to find the positives. I had a pretty great year, but I think I can say that every year. I think I can go at the end of every year, no matter what happens, and say, you know, it was a good year.
Well, I think...
Take the good with the bad, Patrice.
Yes, and people like Patrice are always going to exist. And I've been saying this for a long, long time. Gratitude is the cheat code to life.
Mm-hmm.
You can find
you sound like Grandma Carol.
Something to be grateful for. And if you can't, then that's on you. There's no help. There's no saving you.
I'm so sick of seeing these memes.
When we opened up the segment, I asked the question, what is the best way to deal with extremely critical negative people?
Block them.
Right. And John texted in and said, let them rot in their own misery.
John, sweetie.
That really stood out to me. It's the best text we've gotten all morning.
I just think that, like, I know some people that have had a really, really, really hard year. I do. And I can think of them on the top of my head.
That's
valid.
The
things that they've gone through and the things that they've seen and been privy and witness to, I don't know if anyone can survive something like that.
Oh, yeah. You know.
But those people are still some of the most positive people I know. Genuinely.
And there is
They're not reposting memes. Can't wait for the year, baby. It's like, shut up.
Maybe some of you got fired and then your 401k was taken away and your spine was crushed in a bike accident. I don't know. Maybe you really did have a
just
tough year.
Just spitballing.
But at the end of all of it, you could still say, hey, any day above ground is a good day. And this is coming from two people on the radio who have no real issues or problems.
No, not at all. Thank you so much for listening.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a Christmas favorite from 1998. Yes, I'm talking about Jack Frost, starring Michael Keaton.
Gosh.
I was blown away when I saw that Rotten Tomatoes scored this 19%. I was like, how is
that
possible?
I wasn't at all.
This is an all-around holiday favorite. And before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peas Theater.
I know you're a snowman, but still, you're my father!
I'm sorry, buddy.
Don't leave!
But I'm literally melting. I'm a snowman. If you start introducing me as your dad, people are going to think you're crazy.
Well, better than nothing. Some of the kids in my class don't even have a dad.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Deadbeat.
I love you. I have to go. I'm melting. I love you, son.
No! You're melting, Dad. Why, Dad? Why? Oh, my God!
Cut. It turned into a real bloodbath yesterday. I don't know what happened. All right, here's the breakdown, you guys, of Jack Frost. As a touring musician, clinging to dreams of stardom, and an aging rocker, Jack Frost, played by Michael Keaton.
Love it.
He never had much time for his wife, Gabby.
Not Gabby.
And his young son, Charlie. And a year after Jack's tragic death in a car accident on Christmas Day, Charlie plays a mournful tune on his father's harmonica. Much to his surprise, the eldest Frost is magically brought to life as a snowman on the family lawn. It's probably a gift from Satan.
Yeah.
Given a second chance, Charlie and Jack struggle to make up for lost time. After reading this, I'm starting to really realize why 19% was an accurate score.
That was actually too high, if you ask me.
On Rotten Tomatoes. Let's get into Breezy's review. Did this movie hold up? Yes or no? Clearly it did.
I'm going to say no. First of all, there's not even a chance anyone could even make a snowman with the global warming happening outside. So,
yeah, people are still trying to get to Bristol.
I know. They will make snow, though, and we will shred the gnar. Don't you worry. But I'm going to say no, because first of all,
you really don't need to explain why this movie didn't hold up, okay?
First of all, this movie is a tale as old as time. Like, I feel like every movie in the early and late 90s was just a dead parent coming back to life in some form of, like, an inanimate object. Think about Life Size, when Tyra Banks was a doll and then she turned into that person's stepmother. And then Jack Frost and... I mean, there's many I can go on for days, but we only have an hour left of the show.
A mannequin.
Yeah.
Mannequin. Remember when that woman, the dead mom or something, came back as a mannequin during Christmas? That's another one.
Right.
1987. Terrible film, by the way.
Anyways.
All right. What was your favorite character?
It didn't hold up.
Jack Frost. Who's your favorite?
Gabby can get it. You know what I mean?
She's a hot mom.
I love Gabby.
She's a MILF. Least favorite character? Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Listen, how selfish. You know what I mean? He was barely there for his kids, and then he dies. And then he really wasn't there for his kids. And he was like, I'm going to come back as a snowman.
And then when his kid needed him the most, he melted away, and he was gone again.
I know. He's like, Dad, I need you. He's like, well, the air's not chilly enough.
All right, what was your favorite scene in the movie? I mean, because...
Okay, so...
Decent... It's...
No, I'm just, you're grasping at straws here. My favorite scene in the movie, although this was 98,
yeah,
the effects were pretty, I mean, they were pretty good.
They were toying with CGI.
But yeah, they were toying with CGI. And also, like, the end scene was my favorite. No spoilers here, but, like, if you haven't seen the movie, your loss. At the end, when the dad
melted.
Reveals himself, he, like, melted, but, like, didn't. He also was, like, hurricaned up and tornadoed up. It was so weird.
So he's basically standing there, and he starts to melt, and it's just Michael Keaton's face.
And the mom and the son are like, oh my God, this is crazy. I didn't know you were under that suit.
Guys, I get super high with your loved one and watch Jack Frost.
We're not going to promote drug use on the show.
That's all right, what was the best throwback moment of this 1998 film, Jack Frost?
Michael Keaton. I think this is the last film he's been in, right?
No, definitely not. No, definitely not.
Did he have a blossoming career after this?
So right before I moved home, though.
Oh, God, I just looked him up now. Spooky.
Yeah, he's aged. So I'm sitting in a bar. I'm in L.A., and a guy comes in, sits right next to me, and he orders 3 OJs and a large vodka. And he just sips it all in under 30 minutes, throws some cash on the bar, and leaves. Bartender looks at me and goes, fourth time he's been in here this week. I said, who was that? It was Michael Keaton. I said, really? That was him? He's aged. But I'll tell you what, he was a total G. He was filming something. I don't know what it was. But
yeah, I mean, all the G's I know pound 3 orange juices and leave.
All right, let's get to your score. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy, what are you scoring Jack Frost? starring Michael Keaton from 1998.
Can't believe you made me watch this movie. So strange. Gabby, I love you. I'm going to give it like a 2-2. It's only as high as it was because the CGI kind of slapped.
Well,
for the time.
CGI, and yeah, they were toying with the green screen too a little bit.
I would give just about anything to be whisked away in a snowman suit. So,
Dad, I love you. Stay.
Karen. I gotta go. This is where I leave you. Sorry, kid.
98 PXY is free and always will be.